A Call for Peace. A Call for Peace is one in a series of plays written and directed by Ntwi Oben Obi Agbo. It is a play aimed at promoting peace. The play focuses on peace in school, in the family, among peers, and the use of non-violent language. It calls for an end to hate speech and sensational words at all levels. The radio drama was recorded at the studios of the CBS Radio Boyam FM 95.3 by youths from the PCC Bokwai Voices of the Young Initiative. Tata Isaac was in charge of the technical production of the play. And now, here is the cast of the play. Narrator: Gemda Emmanuel, Mama Salome, Bernadette Saji, Papa Salome, Agwetang Divine, Teacher: Anguin Jama, Njema: Helen Limungateke, Besem: Cindy Kelly Limunga, Salome: Evira Munjua Mbua Munduam, Eben: Achale Oma Egbe, Francois: Tumbu Emmanuel, Susan: Achale Oma Ebo, Class: Helen Limunga, Achale Oma Egbe, Elvira Munjua, Cindy Kelly Limunga. Act 1, Scene 1, at school. The students are receiving their teacher, who has been giving the task of teaching peace in the school. There is a general atmosphere of acceptance.
Good morning, madam. Welcome. The fear of the Lord is your guide.
Good morning, my dear children. You are all welcome to today's lesson. Our focus this day is on peace.
Yay! Peace! We love peace!
Why are you so excited about today's lesson?
Madam, we are so excited about today's lesson because peace is beautiful and sweet.
Madam, it's sweeter than sugar and even Mamita Bis Gato that we eat every break.
Wow! This is interesting. I see my students are all ready for the lesson. This will surely be one of my most participated lessons.
Yes, teacher, please. We love it.
Okay, let's begin our lesson on peace then. Who can tell me what he or she understands as peace?
Madam.
Yes, you, Susan.
Madam, peace is when there is no war.
Madam.
This is when my mother and father are always smiling and they give much money to my brother and me.
Can we have some peace in this class? Who still wants to attempt another definition to peace?
Madam, peace is when there is silence in the class.
Njema, I see your hand up. What do you want to add?
Madam, peace is not only the absence of war. It is the presence of good health, justice, rule of law, equity and respect of human rights. Peace is when everyone is given a fair share of what he labors for. There is also what is known as negative and positive peace. Negative peace is when there is absence of physical violence, but gross dissatisfaction because of injustice. It is systemic. Positive, on the other hand, is when there is respect of law, equity, and respect of human rights.
What an elephant definition. Give her some loud sounding claps. You all have tried to define peace in your own ways, and to summarize, I will say that peace begins with each and every one of us. The way we treat our peers and teachers, our brothers, parents and neighbors, peace goes with love and justice. We must, at every corner of our lives, be advocate for peace. We open wide our arms to peace and see to it that we support each other.
Madam, there are some bullies in my quarter. I will tell them today to be peaceful.
Okay, Salome, no problem. Just be careful, students. This was just meant to be an introductory class. The class continues tomorrow. Have a blessed day.
Goodbye, madam. May the Lord be your guide.
Act 1, Scene 2. On the way home.
My friends, the class of today was so nice. I love the fact that they have included peace studies on our timetable. I think by the end of this term, we will all be peace ambassadors.
Why will you not be nice? After all, you were the only one who received applause today.
My friend Njima, you are lucky. Oh, you have the brain, unlike us. We are all fine.
I don't like that though. Why are you people saying all this? Remember, we just left a peace class. We must be peaceful.
Forget that peace thing. I'll be more peaceful when I receive my own applause.
Me too.
I will not debate with you people on that. Remember, peace begins from each and every one of us.
Yes, sir, Madam Peace. We're done here.
Few matters away, two boys are seriously fighting.
Stop! You want to kill yourself?
Madam Peace, leave these boys to continue fighting. No, Akama, let's go to our homes in one piece.
I can't let them continue fighting. They are human beings like, or do you want them to kill themselves?
I am sure you want to win a special prize for peace during this year's prize award ceremony. Special UN representative to our school and community.
Say whatever you want. All I know is I must end this violent confrontation.
Don't forget to end the big fight going on around you.
I will, with the collaboration of all.
Njema moves closer to the boys fighting.
Please. You should stop fighting. Let's settle this amicably.
Oh, let me deal with this boy.
Instead, I'll be the one to deal with you. If you don't know, you don't even have a place here. You are just a refugee. Please, stop all these insults. Whether tall or short, fat or small, rich or poor, you all are important and you have to respect each other for peace to reign in our community. Please tell him. He's so full of himself.
Oh, Monzio, let me rough-handle this boy with care. I will teach him we own this place.
See who is talking, you fool rat idiot. I'll wait. This is getting out of hand.
Did we not tell you to leave this place? You are so stubborn like your brother. He runs in your blood.
I think you should instead help me solve this problem.
No, do it alone. You are the one looking for praises.
My brothers, whatever be the case, I don't think fighting and wanting to kill each other is the solution to whatever problem you have. Instead, let's solve this amicably.
Oui, I agree.
I also agree, but I will still deal with him. Let's stop the blame game. Now, let me hear from each of you your own side of the story.
Hey, thank you. Do you know this foolish boy, whatever his name is? He farted around me and couldn't even say sorry. Hey, gassy fight.
Wait, this sounds really interesting. Francois, what is your own side of this story?
This guy has no point. I did not do what he's accusing me of. Even if I did, is it a crime to respect nature?
He's lying. So is that the only reason why you both are fighting? He's also proud because his parents have money. He thinks he owns the whole world now. Eben, you are very funny. I think this is the root cause of this fight. The other thing was just what made you act immediately. You guys have to stop this show and return to your homes. You have to apologize to each other and learn to live in peace.
Thank you, lady. I'm glad this problem is solved.
Thank you, lady, for solving this problem. I was just jealous. Sorry.
My damn peace ambassador has done it again. I think I should join you in this job with no financial benefit. Just a good name you get.
Myself, I think she's really creating an impact.
Peweto, how did you solve that matter that easy?
You should understand that every conflict has its root cause. We must try to dig right deep in search of our solution. Else, we will solve a matter now and it escalates again another time.
Wow, this is interesting.
I tell you.
Another thing we must avoid are the inflammatory words. This is known as hate speech. You heard them call themselves names. At the level of the media, it is known as sensationalism. Words alone can put a nation at war. They can make people permanent enemies and lead to loss of lives and crisis.
Really?
Yes, my friend. You have to believe me. Look at a country like Rwanda and even Germany. Teacher Narumba taught us that hate speech caused genocide in those countries.
Yes, that's true.
Very true. Even at the level of our school and communities, we must love others for peace to reign. We should see others as human beings. That's only when we can appreciate them. We must be good examples.
I am now following this peace mission.
But Njima, where did you learn all this?
My friends, I read books, so I watch news. I listen to the radio. I also make good use of the internet facilities at home.
Wow. Bessem, we need to be like how?
We need to hurry home. It's getting late.
They hurry home together. They are talking in a low tone.
Let's go.
Act 2, Scene 1. At Salome's home, her parents are quarreling.
You useless man! You want to make me your slave, right?
Wonders! Lima trouser! I will dash you a dirty slap! Never forget!
Look at who is talking! Can you even slap anything?
Empty noise.
Salome enters the house and meets her parents in a serious quarrel.
My God! What is happening here? Mom and Dad, are you fighting again?
Please, enter the room as usual and have your food.
No, Mom, I will not enter. My new gotten knowledge on peace does not permit me to sit quiet while the house is on fire.
Who put it on fire? Eh? Who put it on fire? Hope you have not set this house on fire.
Dad and Mom, please sit down and let's look for a solution to this.
They reluctantly sit down, but very far from each other.
Please, come together, Dad and Mom.
I beg, not me, I can't sit close to him.
Me too.
Please, come closer if you still have some love.
They move closer to each other.
Thank you, Dad and Mom. I am happy we are seated like this to discuss our problems. There is need for us to end the war we always have in this house.
Are you the one talking or it's your ghost? What happened to the other you?
This is a new me who is more peaceful. Seriously, Mom and Dad, I am not comfortable with there so many fights in this house. You have to stop this. Come to think of it, it affected my behavior and performance at school. It even made me violent because it's what I live with since I was born.
I'm sorry, my daughter. Ever since I started seeing her stand with one man, I have never had rest.
And you did not ask who he is? That is a distant relative of mine who has been helping me out with some office things. I even planned to introduce him to you during our enlarged family meeting.
Wow. Truly, every conflict has a root cause. I am happy for this new knowledge on conflict. At least, I will be able to solve the problems around me.
Thank you, my daughter. I am proud of this new you.
Thank you, my daughter.
Thank you, Mom and Dad. I will now go inside the room.
Act 2, Scene 2. At Njema's compound, Salome and Basim are visiting.
Welcome, my friends. I'm so happy to see you four again.
I am so happy we are together.
So nice to see you again.
I am happy because peace now resides in our home.
So you mean the Sinta Jakishen fight has ended?
No, the Basim Bison fight has started.
I'm glad we all understand the beauty of peace. We must learn to spice everywhere we find ourselves with peace. We must not be part of violence. Instead, we must promote dialogue and effective communication.
Very true. And no to hate language.
Yes to peace and love.
I think we should encourage more students and people to join our peace activities. This will contribute to more peace in our communities.
Lest I forget, today is Tuesday and the CBS Radio Boya has a powerful peace program, Eyole the Wind of Peace. It runs from 6 to 7 p.m. That is where I learned much of what I know on peace. Don't forget to listen.
I must surely listen. I also heard the PCC Peace Office has some peace and non-violence workshop. I think we should attend.
Perfect. Peace, we are with you to death.
Peace is really nice. Yeah. It's very, very interesting.
Youth advocating for peace. We invite everyone to join us in the promotion of peace in our respective communities.
Peace is sweet.
Peace is adorable.
Peace is beautiful.
Peace is strength.
Peace is lovely. Peace is progress.
Peace is awesome.
Peace is awesome.
Peace is possible.
For Peace is one in a series of plays written and directed by Nitui Oben Obi Agbo. It is a radio play aimed at promoting peace. The play focuses on peace in school, in the family, among peers, and the use of non-violent language. It calls for an end to hate speech and sensational words at all levels. The radio drama was recorded at the studios of the CBS Radio Boyam FM 95.3 by youths from the PCC Bokwai Voices of the Young Initiative. Tata Isaac was in charge of the technical production of the play. Peace is possible.
Anima, a call for peace.